Well, there is a new leader within the Republican ranks of the House of Representatives. New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik addressed the nation today after taking over the post held by Wyoming's Liz Cheney before her ouster earlier this week amidst party infighting.
I look to the voters across America. Republican voters are unified in their support and their desire to work with President Trump.
House Republicans voted Representative Stefanik into power after Congresswoman Cheney spoke out against the former president, calling him and his false claims about the election a danger to our democracy. News Nation Washington, D.C. correspondent Joe Khalil live in our nation's capital tonight to explain what this vote could mean for the future of the GOP. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Robbie, and this was the expected outcome today, that Elise Stefanik was going to be elevated to replace Congresswoman Liz Cheney. That's certainly what happened. Today, as Republicans left that meeting, most of them said they felt good about where the party is right now, that the party seems to be more united than it was before this episode. But still, there are a lot of voices within the party that say that this whole thing does raise some concerns about the grasp that former President Trump still has on the party and may continue going forward.
Well, first, I wanted to thank my colleagues for the opportunity to serve as the House Republican Conference Chair.
A new direction for the Republican leadership team. Liz Cheney now replaced with Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, a young member with a moderate voting record who recently garnered support from former President Trump.
The American people are suffering under the far-left radical socialist policies of President Joe Biden and Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Stefanik, now head of messaging for the Republican conference, went right to work, slamming Democrats on border security and the economy. She and fellow party leaders say they're united in working to undo the Biden agenda.
Our focus is back to work, back to school, back to health, and back to normal.
Stefanik beat out challenger Chip Roy for the position. He said today his bid for the role prompted a healthy debate.
This debate was about the Republican conference in the House of Representatives, the people's house. So it's behind us right here. We're here trying to do our job to carry forward a message to the American people.
Roy's voting record is significantly more conservative than Stefanik's. Roy scored a 98 compared to an 84 for Stefanik from the conservative think tank, the Heritage Foundation.
Pursuant to the Constitution and the laws of the United States.
Stefanik did, however, vote to contest the Electoral College results on January 6th. The more conservative Roy did not. Former President Trump released a statement saying that Roy, quote, has not done a great job and will probably be successfully primaried.
Sometimes in politics, you've got to build new coalitions, and it's a scary time when you do that.
Former Republican turned 2016 independent presidential candidate Evan McMullen says the party's ousting of Liz Cheney from leadership signals a major shift in the GOP. McMullen fears loyalty to the former president takes precedent over conservative principles.
Those of us who are committed to truth, to founding principles, to the American Republic, we have to build political strength for ourselves, more independent of the party.
We mentioned a lot of Republicans today felt like they are now in a good place. The vote was overwhelming, but 134 to 46 to elevate Stefanik in that role. We know that Liz Cheney, though, was not in that room when that vote happened. Rutabay and Rob.